same thing inside yourself. When you have blocks that energy can't flow through, you make dams inside and then it stops things moving. And sometimes just simple tapping on the chakras up and down the body. The chakras are windows, energy vortexes, windows of where you get cosmic forces and personal forces moving in and out. The third eye is going to develop to a much greater degree in everyone. So we suggest that the best way to do this is to put your lower chakras in balance. Instead of having them just open or close or not thinking of them, picture the first, second chakra, first chakra, base of the spine, second chakra. First chakra would be survival, identity. Second, creativity, sexuality. Third would be willpower, feeling. Heart would be your connectedness to each other, to humanity. And you may simply take these chakras and bring them in. Bring them in. You can picture them as windows, and if you don't want them wide open, you can put a curtain across them. Mm-hmm. Or if you think of them as round, simply bring them in smaller and start to focus, get the body lower chakras brought down so that they are not so pulsating and wide. And you just do this visually, you picture it. Bring them in, close them down a bit, contain them. And then with the lower chakras contained, you can then open the third eye. And how do you open the third eye? Well, you've all been to the movies, yes? Mm-hmm. And if you've arrived early, what do you see? A big screen. So picture a big screen, or you can make a big oval or a big circle. And you want to anchor that there. And you want to invite pictures to appear on that screen so that you are looking at them and so that you have no emotional response to these pictures. You will get better at working with the third eye and the pineal gland and the crystalline structure of it by starting to picture. You can spend a minute every day if you want to, just closing those lower ones or keeping them less open and more balanced so they're not interfering, so that you are not interpreting through the lowers. And you are wanting to focus here. And you want to keep the crown open because you want to bring more and more cosmic energy to fuel this, and then it will activate what you call the third eye. For some people, it's quite natural. But in general, this is a technique that can be learned like anything, like knitting or crocheting or making a soup or a pie or building a fort or whatever. So please learn to start focusing there. And again, no emotionality. You want neutral pictures. You want to be able to see. When you are finished with the picture, you can either brush it off like this with your hand, brush it off, take it away, and then reground the energy. But tapping will also remind this area that you are interested in expanding. All right? Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. You can also work with tapping on the temples. This will help stimulate the brain. Tapping behind the ears. Play with your body in a very light way. Just see, act as if there's a part of you that knows what to do with this body, and you don't have to take years and years of study. Just imagine you've had one many times and your ancestors knew what to do with it, and that you yourself can be intuitively led to experiment and to gently move energy around and to open these meridians, the flow of energy, to open and close the chakras according to your own desire. Sometimes the chakras are blown wide open, so to speak, because if they weren't open, you wouldn't be able to learn what you will learn. And eventually, if you learn the lesson, the chakras close down and they go back into balance. And when you learn a lesson that is important to your life's quality and your survival, you enhance your life. You always enhance your life. You might go through a bit of difficulty with the process, but in general, if you are seeing someone over to the other side, or you're watching a pet leave the planet, or a favorite animal, or